I've got this theory. I've had this theory for some time that, you know, you hear the old saying about weekend drivers. I think it's true. I think the level of road rage, not your classic road rage where you're jumping out of the car and boxing on, but just the level of angst on the roads is a lot worse on weekends than it is during the week. I just reckon that during the week, if you're travelling in peak hour, you're travelling on the same roads at the same time, everyone else is doing the same, you're all facing the same challenges, and for the most part, you give each other a chop out. Weekends, it's absolute open slather. I was driving home from work yesterday, for example. There's a road that's two lanes. There's a car parked in the left lane, so invariably you need to move over into the right lane. Oh, the bloke behind me, he wasn't having that. He wasn't having that. He just accelerated and tooted and carried on like a two-bob watch. One of our producers, Sam, had a run-in with a cabbie who actually put the window down and started abusing and carrying on. Do you think that weekend motorists are far angrier and far less tolerant than anything you see through the week? Truckies in particular must notice it. 96900 693 1313 32. Russell White is from the Australian Road Safety Foundation. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Tony.
Do you agree with that theory?
Look, I think there's no doubt road rage right across the board has sort of increased, and I think you're probably right. You know, when people are maybe heading on roads they don't normally, you know, use on a weekly basis, you know, maybe there are frustrations that do tend to creep in from that point of view. So, it'd be interesting to see what sort of research is on that, but there's no doubt I think right across the board we're getting a lot less tolerant of other road users for sure.
I mean, we're hearing about road rage and also road bullying. Is there a difference between the two?
Yeah, well, we've sort of really started to push the change in the conversation. I mean, it's interesting from the two things you've just already mentioned. You know, if that same behaviour happened in a workplace, or if it happened in, you know, just in the street, you know, there'd be public outrage about that. So we tend to have a different view of how road violence or how violence or regression is viewed when it's actually behind the wheel or someone's on the road, compared to what we normally would expect from a social standpoint. So we're certainly pushing that fact of trying to change the conversation that, you know, road rage might tend to devalue what it actually is, but it really is actually road bullying or road violence for sure.
And does that sort of aggression behind the wheel lead to bad driving and bad decisions by drivers?
Yeah, well, what can happen, I think, and probably the listeners have probably experienced this, if they've spent any time on the road at all, is that you'll see someone who's literally doing the right thing, nothing wrong, but someone will take offence to the fact they might be, you know, slightly being held up. So there'll be flashing of lights and intimidation tactics, and I've personally seen a number of occasions where someone has been intimidated to making a move that, you know, probably wasn't on or was at the wrong time, and it's almost ended up in a crash. So I think, certainly right around the state when you have major roads where you see these sort of multi-car pile-ups, quite often it's a sudden move or an intimidation move that may have contributed to that.
And what's your advice? I mean, if you're tempted just to plant the hand on the horn, would your advice be just think twice about that?
Yeah, I think like in anything, you've got to try and almost put yourself in someone else's shoes. I know that's, you know, for some people that can be a bit of a challenge, but I think we've got to look at, you know, how we're using the road as a community. And like I said before, we wouldn't expect, if you were walking down the street and someone just starts yelling abuse at you in the middle of a shopping centre, you know, there'd be a different response to that. Yet if it's on the road, people tend to look at it a little bit differently. So, you know, my big advice to people is try and be situationally aware and try and make sure that you're the captain of your own ship. So don't let anyone intimidate you into something that's going to create an issue for you or potentially other people. And certainly if someone is aggressive to you, then you've got to try and defuse that situation. Don't do anything that's going to escalate it.
All right, thanks for your time, Russell.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Russell White joining us there from the Australian Road Safety Foundation.